We're joined on the line by the Cathaoirleach of Killarney Municipal District, commonly known as the Mayor of Killarney, Councillor John O'Donoghue. John, good morning to you and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Last evening you issued a statement about the devastating wildfire that occurred in Killarney 2 days ago now in the evening near Five Mile Bridge. A wildfire that destroyed the equivalent of more than 15 inter-county GAA pitches, which is just, I think it really puts into context the level of damage that could have been done, and it could have been so much worse. John, you in your statement, you're saying that I'd like to remind everyone that campfires and barbecues are strictly forbidden within the national park. But at that moment, it really can't be policed. So we're really hoping that people take it upon themselves to behave maturely when going to enjoy the national park.
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to all listening. We are indeed, and first of all, could I just say at the outset, the area of the park that you described there, the equivalent of 15 football fields, it is an enormous area and it caused huge devastation, but only for the excellent work of our fire service and the NPWS, I believe that there was a colossal level of cooperation between the two. And only for their sterling efforts, it could have been much, much worse. The entire park is like a tinderbox at the moment, given this dry spell that we're having. So it could have been much, much worse. It could easily have been much worse than the terrible fire we had back in 2022. So I believe that our fire services and NPWS deserve enormous credit for the way that this was handled. It is, they did an absolutely top job. So fair play to both organisations. But I suppose on the whole issue of the barbecues, they are strictly forbidden in the park at any time of the year. I would just like to remind people that no matter what the weather is, no matter what the month of the year is, you cannot go into our national park and light a fire or a barbecue. But like you said, unfortunately, very difficult to police. You are really appealing to people's better nature. So I suppose that is what I'm at here. It is, I don't believe that the fire the last evening, they believe it was started by a disposable barbecue. I don't believe that the individuals involved went into the park deliberately and deliberately set out to start the fire. But it is, I suppose, at best you could describe it as reckless. It is stupid. It's foolhardy to think that you can go into our park at the moment and light a barbecue and that all will be okay. You are really rolling the dice with danger. So would absolutely appeal to people, I don't know, is it their better nature, their sense of civic duty? I would actually, dare I say it, appeal to their common sense, if such a thing exists in the world anymore, and just tell them not to go near the park with any of these barbecues or lighting fires inside there.
And moving on from that and following on from that, do you support the government's decision that retailers are being asked to suspend the sale of disposable barbecues for the duration of this status orange wildfire warning?
I've been thinking about this, and when I first heard it, I won't lie, I was thinking, is this a little bit draconian? But the more I'm thinking about it, the more I am in favour of it. So I wholeheartedly support their call to retailers to just remove them off of the shelves. We have a status orange wildfire warning in place at the moment. So I think that for the duration of that, remove them from the shelves, don't sell them, and maybe they can be put back up when this period, this unprecedented period of warm weather has ended. It may start a bigger debate about their use in the country, full stop. I see very interestingly in the UK, some of the major retailers, there was a similar warning issued in the UK in, I actually believe it may have been 2022 as well, when they had experienced some wildfires over there. And I believe that some of the major retailers in the UK have since banned disposable barbecues. I know that Waitrose no longer sell them. And very interestingly, I know that Aldi no longer sell them. And Aldi are obviously a company with a huge footprint in Ireland. I'm not sure do they stock them in Ireland or not? Disposable barbecues are not something that I would buy myself. So I don't know exactly which retailers have them. I presume most of them have them, but I would absolutely appeal to them. And particularly if any of them are listening to us this morning in the Clarny area or in the wider Kerry area, please, I would beg them to heed the government's call and just remove them from the shelves. Unfortunately, given the country we live in, this weather is not going to become a permanent fixture. However, science would tell us that periods of weather like this are going to become a permanent fixture going forward. So when there's a wildfire warning issued, I would like to see them banned. And I would actually like to see the government go a step further. At the moment, obviously, it's at such short notice. They are appealing to the retailers. It's non-binding. It can't be legally enforced at the moment. It is something that going forward, I would like to see happen, where the government take it out of the retailers' hands, and if there is a wildfire warning in place, that the sale of these are banned in the country. It would just, I think, give great clarity to remove all doubt. Are we selling them? Are we taking them off the shelves? And is the fella next door making a fortune selling them? It would remove all of that. It would just make the situation very clear for everyone, I think.
And briefly, and on a separate issue, you've spoken about this before, but a very poignant day in Clarny yesterday, where the funeral of Jamie Carney took place. And I know the priest at her mass, Father Kieran O'Brien, spoke at Clarny, St. Mary's Cathedral in Clarny, and he praised the people of Clarny for their support for Jamie's family, which of course includes her very young daughter. And he asked the people of Clarny to continue their support and to help them through these very difficult, dark times.
Absolutely. It was a very poignant affair. I attended the funeral myself, or the funeral mass myself. Very poignant, I suppose. Going in there, there was a sense that while people were very sad, it was very much to commemorate poor Jamie's life. And I think that Father Kieran mentioned it, that this was an occasion where we should be focusing on celebrating her life, obviously in very, very tragic circumstances. And I do think that it was an incredible sight after the mass coming up through the town with the funeral cortege to see the amount of people lining the streets in Killarney. Obviously, it happens at funerals that people will stop and the businesses will come out, but I have never seen anything like the scenes yesterday. The entire town from St. Mary's Cathedral up to nearly the top of High Street was completely lined at places like the March of Cross. It was 4 and 5 deep. I think every single business that we passed had their doors shut. So it was there were hundreds of people out, which was absolutely remarkable. And I would like to thank all of the businesses in town that decided of their own accord, nobody would have contacted them beforehand or anything, decided that as a mark of respect to the late Jamie Carney, that they were going to shut their doors and stand outside, because I think it was very important for the family, given the fact that a lot of the family are from the US and had only travelled over for the funeral. It was very important for them to see, I think, such a show of solidarity from the town, and actually I would believe it was from the wider county and beyond. Perhaps people came down that they felt so sad about what had happened that they travelled down to Killarney just to stand at the side of the street. So I do hope that in time for her family, that maybe something like that, they might find it a source of solace and comfort in what is an incredibly difficult time.
Yeah, that was an incredibly moving and beautiful gesture by the people of Clarny yesterday. Thank you for that, and we leave it there. We've been speaking to the Cathaoirleach of Clarny Municipal District, of the Kerry Independent Alliance, member John O'Donoghue. We're joined on the line by Minister of State with Responsibility for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, Christopher O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Minister. I hope you're keeping well this morning. Thank you so much. And obviously we're still dealing with the ramifications of Tuesday evening's devastating wildfire in Clarny National Park, which destroyed the equivalent of more than 15 inter-county GAA patches, which just, I think, really illuminates the scale of the damage was done. And indeed, it could have been a lot worse had it not been for the incredible response by the fire service, by all the people involved in the response, the National Parks and Wildlife Service. There was an incredible response to the to this emergency situation. Now, Minister, it's been reported yesterday evening that retailers are being asked to suspend the sale of disposable barbecues for the duration of a status orange wildfire warning, and that the Department of Enterprise has agreed the move with the National Parks and Wildlife Service following a request from the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management. May I ask you, do we need to go further though, Minister O'Sullivan, Minister of State O'Sullivan? Do we need to bring in mandatory bans when there's a status orange wildfire warning? Because at the moment, this recommendation, it's not legally binding. You're appealing to the better natures of retailers and indeed consumers, customers.
Thanks, Tressa. Look, I promise I will come back to that original that question. I just want to join with you in thanking the incredible team who spent all day, all night, into the next day, trying to get the fire under control. National Parks and Wildlife Service team, the rangers, the team on the ground there were just incredible. The helicopter pilots as well, who obviously it's not an easy task, but they were absolutely key in bringing this under control. And of course, the fire service, the fire crew from Kerry County Council in particular. I can't say enough about their dedication. This is when they're called on a job, they respond so quickly, and they must have got so little sleep. So I just want to join with you in thanking them. They're an absolute, they're a credit to their careers and to their jobs. In relation to barbecues and disposable barbecues, look, you're absolutely right. They're a scourge on our countryside, especially in our national parks. And it's almost 100% certain that the devastation that was caused by the fire on Tuesday, that the source was one of these disposable barbecues. So clearly, we can't just the option to kind of sit by and let things be as they were isn't an option. So we do have to take stringent action. Now, my preference certainly is behavioural change. How can we encourage people and educate people that the use of these barbecues in national parks in general, I would say, in outdoor areas in general, but especially when you have extended periods of dry weather, it's not the right thing to do. It's completely irresponsible, and you see now the consequences. So that's the first thing that we can do. And I think the combination of the request from my department to the Department of Enterprise to, basically make a statement requesting retailers to stop selling these is the right option in the short term. In the long term, then, you're looking at legislation. And whether an outright ban is the wrong or right thing, I think that's something that's up for discussion. And absolutely have no issue considering that in discussion with partners, but that would have to go through a public consultation phase. What we can do, and what I certainly intend to do from my department's point of view, is to take some actions through what we're calling the National Park legislation. So, at the moment, believe it or not, an incredible amenity like Killarney National Park, there's no legislation covering its designation as a national park. So what I intend to do, and a memo will be going to Cabinet within the next fortnight, is to get approval from government to draft a heads of bill which allow us to introduce national park legislation. And where the disposable barbecues come in then is that this legislation would allow each national park to draft bylaws. And I would imagine, having spoken to park managers and park rangers and ecologists, that a key element of that would be an on-the-spot fine for the use or possession of these disposable barbecues. So I think that's where, in terms of the legislative power that I have, that's, I think, where we could come in. In terms of an outright ban, that's a discussion to be had. But I think we really, what I've noticed from the pouring outcry of disappointment, of anger from this incident, is people need to take a bit of responsibility, and that would be a key message from me.
Is it the case at the moment, Christopher O'Sullivan, that if a park ranger comes upon somebody in the national park with a disposable barbecue, and those barbecues are forbidden in the park, they have no powers to do anything about it? Or if they come upon someone, say, for example, who has started a little fire, a little campfire, but it's starting to get out of control, and the fire range and the wildfire, the park ranger says you need to stop that, you need to do that, but they have no powers. Are they? I mean, you would imagine that a park ranger is the equivalent of a Garda in a national park. But what sort of powers do they have to sanction people, to fine people, to compel people to not do something?
Well, look, they have confiscated these disposable barbecues in the past. They have done that. And there is a ban, for example, on the use of these disposable barbecues in Clarny National Park. But again, you're right. It's not a legislative ban. It's not statutory. It's very much a decision made by the National Park, which probably isn't binding in actual legislation. Now, in terms of your second question, if someone is observed lighting a fire, and that fire then goes on to cause a wider gorse fire type situation, then there can be prosecutions in that regard because their actions are directly responsible for destruction of habitat and nature. But it needs to be clarified. You're right in terms of rangers have certain powers of authority, but at the moment they're quite toothless, I think is how they've been described they could be afforded greater powers in terms of on-the-spot fines, as I was speaking to in relation to potential bylaws. That's exactly why we need national park legislation.
So they can't at the moment issue on-the-spot fines?
No, but they have confiscated these barbecues in the past, but very much, I think, by agreement with those who are in possession or have those disposable barbecues. So we really need to strengthen it up. Yes, we have a whole education and information campaign that we need to run around the use of these disposable barbecues and any other. I mean, you know, there's lots of incidents that can lead to fires. None of them are natural, by the way. I think that's important to point out. We don't get these natural wildfires, as they're called in Ireland. They happen in other more exotic and warmer parts of the world. Every gorse fire you see here is as a result of human activity. Sometimes it may be some vegetation being burned. It could be down to land use or farming. In fairness, I think farmers, for the most part, do so in a responsible, controlled way outside the burning season. But, you know, it would be wrong of me to say that there isn't situations where vegetation is burned on purpose during the close season, which leads to incidents as well. So we need, you know, we need a whole information and education campaign around that. But, you know, this is something completely avoidable, absolutely avoidable. You know, these fires have to start somewhere. It's always by human activity. If we can cut that out, then we can save species, we can save nature. And, like, you know, I know how closely the people of Kerry in general and Clarny and the southwest, they hold Clarny National Park very dear. It's such a stunning piece of habitat. The oak woodland there is ancient, it's old. And we could have lost that on Tuesday because it came so close to it. So it's something that we all need to, so let's put our shoulders to the wheel now and enjoy that, ensure that this doesn't happen in the future.
And you said that indeed in your statement yesterday that the fire came very, very close to destroying that old oak woodland habitat, which is the last truly ancient oak wood in this country. Can I put to you something? We spoke at the start of the programme to the Cathaoirleach of Clarny Municipal District, Councillor John O'Donoghue. And I asked him about the government asking retailers not to sell these disposable barbecues during the length of this orange weather warning. And this is what he said to me. He said, at first he thought the government's appeal to retailers not to sell disposable barbecues was draconian, but the more he thinks about it, the more sense it makes. So he wholeheartedly supports a call for a ban on the sale of these disposable barbecues for the duration of the any wildfire warnings. And he says they should be banned outright during the duration of any wildfire weather warnings that should be issued. Now, you outlined there, obviously, that would involve legislation. But say in areas close to national parks, would there be wriggle room within this new National Parks Act that you've been discussing there to include bylaws whereby within a certain area of a national park that disposable barbecues would not be allowed to be sold?
Yeah, so obviously the legislation I'm talking about would really be relevant to national parks, but you could potentially include any activities that are adjacent to a national park or that could perhaps impact the national park because they're adjacent to. So I get your point there. I think the Cathaoirleach, you know, I'll speak frankly, is making sense in that during these periods, I mean, we have, you know, a hose pipe ban at the moment. Very much, it's by agreement. It's by a concerted effort by the people on the ground to implement that. It's not, you know, you're not going to have authorities calling up to your home if you're using a hose. But it's just an effort, a concerted effort made by people. I think the Cathaoirleach is talking sense that in future, during these periods of extremely warm, hot weather, dry weather, where conditions obviously lend themselves to rapid spread of fires, that yeah, we prohibit the sale of disposable barbecues during those periods. At very least, do what we're doing now, and that is plead with retailers, but also plead with the public not to buy them. So there's certainly room. As I said at the outset, the status quo isn't good enough. We need to introduce further measures. How they look, there could be a combination of things, but certainly it's something that we'll look at. But the National Park legislation is something I want to crack on with, get going with straight away. And in our beautiful gems like Killarney National Park, Wicklow National Park, where we had a fire as well last night, Connemara and Nathan, hopefully that will lead to significant results there.
And finally, are you aware, is there a Garda investigation into the fire that broke out near Five Mile Bridge in Killarney National Park on Tuesday evening?
Yeah, there is. The Garda are working with National Parks and Wildlife Service, working with fire crew to try to establish, I must admit, in incidents where, you know, people aren't actually at the site or people aren't caught in the act, as it were, it's quite hard to prove. But look, I have full trust in the Gardaí. I leave them go about their business. They know what they're doing and how to do these things. So look, I wish them every best luck, and I do hope that there's some action taken. But listen, in the long run, it's just a plea to people right across Ireland, because people visit Killarney from everywhere. You know, just leave the disposable barbecues behind. As I said, this isn't your kitchen or your back garden. This is a public space that there's there for everyone to enjoy. You know, back in the day when we used to go on a picnic, we'd bring some ham and cheese and bread and you'd have some delicious, you don't have to be cooking sausages or spare ribs to enjoy the outdoors. You can bring a packed lunch with you, and that's what I'd be asking people to do.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Joseph.
Speaking to Minister of State with responsibility for Nature, Heritage and Biodiversity, Christopher O'Sullivan, who confirms there is a Garda investigation into the cause of that wildfire in the National Park on Tuesday evening. And if anyone has information, they're being asked to contact Garda.